RT News has learned that two healthcare workers were forced to leave their nursing home jobs, which they'd held throughout the pandemic, because they were told they could no longer avail of a HSE temporary accommodation scheme. The HSE, though, has confirmed to RT News that the accommodation scheme is still operating. The workers were moved to direct provision centres between 90 and 200 kilometres from their place of work. The matter will be raised in the Dáil later this week. Our reporter Laura Fletcher spoke to the two workers.
So I have to take two buses, a tram, going there, coming back, two buses, a tram. It takes roughly about 2.5 hours.
A 90-kilometre commute has led this healthcare worker to leave her job at the nursing home where she worked throughout the pandemic.
It's really depressing, Laura, honestly.
Before the COVID-19 crisis, this healthcare worker lived in a direct provision centre much closer to her work. She later moved into temporary accommodation provided by the HSE, which was also within a commuting distance.
When the pandemic started, we were told that we couldn't come to work because we are coming from direct provision centres. So, you know, when you are coming from direct provision centres, you are a high risk of contaminating other residents, as well as contaminating the residents in the nursing home. So that's why when we were moved to the HSE accommodation.
But she says she was recently told she could no longer avail of the scheme.
My employer told me that you can't stay in the HSE accommodation anymore, because they said we don't have any case in our nursing home.
Vaccinations of staff and residents have led to a welcome drop in COVID-19 infections in nursing homes, but the HSE says the temporary accommodation scheme for healthcare workers has not been discontinued, and the eligibility criteria, as laid out in a national guidance document, still apply. Nowhere in that document does it say that eligibility depends on there being COVID-19 infections in a workplace. Yet we spoke to another healthcare worker who told us a similar story.
So they told me they could not renew my accommodation. So I talked to my manager. My manager tried to write to the HSC. They were like, no, we cannot extend it because you don't have an outbreak at the nursing home.
In addition to these personal testimonies, RTE News has seen emails from the HSE and from nursing home managers discussing COVID cases within nursing homes when dealing with applications to accommodate healthcare workers under the scheme. Irish Solidarity People Before Profit TD, Breathe Smith, is going to raise the matter in the Dáil.
The workers can't access the scheme, and yet the HSE are saying it's there. So many care workers are being forced back into direct provision, often very, very far from where they work. So we need clarity, and there's two ministers who are directly responsible. On the health side, obviously Stephen Donnelly, and on the direct provision side, Minister Roderick O'Gorman. And between them, they need to get rid of this roadblock and give us clarity and make sure that those workers are safe and are able to work.
The HSE told RTE News that it is not aware of any person who has made an application and who meets the eligibility criteria being refused a place in the temporary accommodation scheme, and it is possible to appeal decisions. The Irish Refugee Council's employment officer, Greta Keegan, has represented healthcare workers who've encountered difficulties accessing the scheme.
So over the last few months, I've worked with over 36 who've had ongoing issues, and that could be around mediation with their employers or the community health organisation to clarify that they do have a need, an ongoing need.
The Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth is now in charge of direct provision. When asked about placing returning healthcare workers so far from their place of work, it issued a statement saying it was not possible in every case for a person to return to their previous accommodation, and that each request is examined on an individual basis.
I miss my patients because I have to ring my friends every time. How is this one doing? Yeah, and my friends as well.
The two healthcare workers we spoke to are now living in direct provision centres between 90 and 200 kilometres from their old workplaces. One has begun work at another nursing home, the other is looking for another job. Though vaccinated, they still worry about the risks of sharing accommodation with people who are not. But most of all, they say they simply miss the colleagues and patients in the workplaces they've left behind.
You feel like you don't want to leave them. You still want to help them. You get used to everyone, like the workers, your managers, then the people you're looking after. It was so painful, to tell you the truth, but I had no choice.
Laura Fletcher reporting there. It's